So we're releasing Google Flu Trends, which is a tool that lets users see the current flu activity levels in each of the 50 United States. And I'll give you a little background on why this is an important tool. Flu is a serious disease. It kills hundreds of thousands of people around the world each year, and it affects millions. And with any disease outbreak, early detection enables the health authorities to respond more quickly to the situation and hopefully save lives or reduce the impact. And that's why in the U.S., for example, CDC spends considerable resources tracking the flu each year. The same is true in Europe with the European Influenza Surveillance Scheme. And as you know, millions of people search online for health-related information. And not surprisingly, in the winter, you see a lot of people searching for information about the flu. This is the sort of thing you can see on Google Trends today. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to step back and see if we couldn't model a real-world phenomena using search query data. And so what we've discovered is that if you look at the popularity of a group of flu-related search queries, and you look at this state by state, week by week, you can estimate the level of flu activity in that state. We can update our estimates every day.
Now, this is people actually typing the word flu into the Google search box.
So what we're doing is we're looking at the popularity of aggregate search queries about influenza or the flu. And it covers a wide variety of themes. Think about what you might do if your child had the flu. Perhaps you don't have a thermometer in the home, so you might try to find a place to buy a thermometer. Or perhaps your child has chest congestion, and you're wondering, is chest congestion a symptom of the flu? There's a variety of themes and topics that relate to the flu that people inquire about. And if you look at this cluster of topics together, the popularity of these topics is a strong indicator of the flu activity level in the area where people are searching.
Now, I mean, that sounds like an excellent idea, but does it actually work in principle? Have you verified this? That because people might type in flu without necessarily having it themselves, or it might just be a coincidence that a certain number of people have done it on a certain day. So has there been any verification of your idea?
That's a great point. So what we've done is we've taken 5 years of historical CDC data. The CDC, among other ways they track the flu, they use a network of physicians who report every week what fraction of their patients had flu-like symptoms. And we have this data going back 5 years. And then we compared this against 5 years of aggregated Google searches, looking at all sorts of different topics under the sun. And we tried to find topics which, region by region, year by year, had a strong correlation with the CDC flu data. And what we saw is that when we fit a model mapping the queries to the flu data, we were able to highly accurately estimate what the flu activity levels would be in subsequent years. And in fact, last year, we sat down with CDC scientists and examined our estimates and compared them against the CDC surveillance data. And because our estimates were available more quickly, because we can process them every day, we were able to detect and report on the start of flu season last year 1 to 2 weeks before the CDC's traditional networks.
So will they be using your kind of trend data to inform what they do?
Our hope with Flu Trends is that public health officials and epidemiologists can use Flu Trends as a possible early warning signal of an increase in flu activity, and then do further research to investigate the situation and see if there is indeed something that requires public health response. I think this is one of many tools in their arsenal, but what's nice about Flu Trends is that the fact that it's based on millions of aggregated search queries and the fact that reports are updated every day means that it may provide useful, it may prove useful as an early warning tool.
And what other sort of diseases and kind of other problems might you be able to track with this sort of technology? And flu is one that comes up every year and, of course, is useful to track on a yearly basis. But are there other things you're maybe thinking of extending this into?
Well, right now we're hype-focused on flu. Flu is, as I mentioned before, a serious disease. And with global concerns about pandemic or avian influenza, it's a topic of concern for numerous health agencies around the world. I think we're always excited to see if there's other ways that we can contribute to disease outbreak detection using Google resources. But at this point, we're focusing on flu.
The flu trends comes just a couple of weeks after Google announced a $50 million series of grants via Google.org, its philanthropic arm. Can you just paint us a picture of what that is?
So Google.org, which is Google's philanthropic arm, one of its initiatives is, among other things, trying to improve the world's ability to detect disease outbreaks more quickly. And there's an emerging field of novel surveillance and what we call digital detection, where people are using online information to discover and find out about disease outbreaks more quickly than they could have otherwise. So some groups, for example, like GFIN, which is a Canadian outfit that when the SARS outbreak was happening a few years ago, they were among the first to discover news articles describing the SARS outbreak. So Google.org is investing giving grants to companies which are furthering this art, including HealthMap, which also tracks disease outbreaks using news articles and a variety of other online sources, as well as ProMed, which is has a network of staff around the world that discuss and describe field reports of disease outbreaks. Flu Trends is our first internal effort along these lines.
In terms of the future of all this, at the moment you're looking at search data and using it as a correlate to the way that diseases are moving around. Do you ever envisage a point where Google's using its sort of vast engineering and software capability to help actually model the diseases in the way that lots of medical centers around America and the world do, to try and predict disease tracking that way? Is that something that Google might get involved in as well, or help or give computing resource to research institutes doing that sort of thing?
I think anything under the umbrella of detecting disease outbreaks earlier and improving our ability to respond to those outbreaks would be something that would fall under the Predict and Prevent initiative and our goals for that. One of our other grantees is a group called INSTEAD, and they in particular are exploring the use of novel technology in improving people who respond to disasters and outbreaks to communicate more effectively and organize themselves, and including mapping technology, somewhat like the kind that you just described. Okay. So I think that, yes, that absolutely fits under the umbrella.